The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Back to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by the Downtown Lincoln Foundation on 93.7 The Ticket.
Welcome back from the text line. It says, I've grabbed some boys. We just need to know the etiquette of tennis to know when to yell and know when to shut up. Coach, what say you?
Yeah, if you're behind a, if you're behind one of the courts and we win the point, cheer for the Huskers. If something, you're allowed to cheer for the Huskers, never cheer against our opponents. We try and keep it away from the gray area. We call it the gray area. You just can't cheer in the middle of the point. Someone hits a, you know, if the ball's in play or if they miss a first serve, you can't cheer in once the point actually starts. Outside of the point, you can cheer as loud and as much as you want. You clap as much as you want. Husker power, you know, all the things that traditions that we do at any other sporting events, they all apply for tennis. But that's something that I'm working on. Like when we do, because we have had some good crowds.
Can we do a video?
We should do a video. We absolutely need to do a video. I think there's some crowds that do a pretty good job. The more people you have there, I think the easier it is to kind of get involved. It's kind of, if you're there and there's, you know, 50 other people there, it can be awkward, I think, for fans to be the only one yelling and screaming. But if there's bigger crowds and you can bring more people with you, we have some loyal tennis followers and people that come to all of our matches, and they'll help you. And then the guys that we have on the court, a lot of times a lot of the energy comes from our own players and staff. But when we can get the crowd involved, it takes the home court advantage to a whole nother level.
Yeah, and it does. Tennis is a sport where home court matters.
And 300 people doesn't sound like a lot. You're like, oh, okay, 300 people. But 300 people inside the Dillon Tennis Center is rowdy, is loud. It feels like you're in the Vanny for a wrestling match or a volleyball game. Like, it gets loud, and you can really take the ears out of the opponent with just 300 people. So.
And then let's refresh the memory for folks. The indoor versus outdoor weather situation.
Yeah. So if you're wondering if it's going to be inside or outside, if the weather is above 50 degrees for the 3 hours, if the match is at noon, if the weather is 50 degrees or over from noon to 2 o'clock, and the winds are below 20 miles an hour in that same time frame, then we're outside by rule. And if not, then we'll be inside, unless the coaches agree on playing either inside or outside mutually before the match starts. So there's a little bit of there's hard set rules that you can choose to play by. And then if the coaching staff decides, every now and then so we won't put our players at harm, or if there's crazy wind and it's warm enough, we might go inside. Or there's exceptions and things that we can talk through, but those are for the most part the basic rules.
So you can plan climate controlled inside, right? So
yes.
You understand it's comfortable, plenty of seating. The seating capacity is what, 500?
I think
inside.
I think it's 350 to 400.
350 inside. 400. So we're shooting for standing room only then.
Yes, outside you can get much more because there's a lot more standing room.
Do we want to target outdoor or do we want to target indoor? Let's fill Dillon.
Fill the Dillon.
Fill Dillon, and then we'll fill the outside.
Let's do it.
Right. Like, I think that would be fair.
Let's do it.
Right. That would be a way to do it. And we'll get creative. What item could we raffle off where no purchase is required, but that everybody who shows up has an opportunity to win it to make sure that people show up? And what if we offered, could we offer VIP seating for tennis next year? So we would set, like, we could say five seats that are front row, court one, right? We get chair backs. We'll get the little portable Husker red chairs. Like, you get seat backs. You could identify them as VIPs.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Guaranteed meet and greets
there's a whole host of things we can do. Yeah. Locker room experiences, pre post match chat talks, all kinds of different things that we would just have to run by our compliance department to make sure that we can do.
It's like whenever I hear compliance, I go immediately Seinfeld Newman.
Well, hey, I mean, what people need to know here too is that we do follow the rules at the University of Nebraska.
I want to follow the rules. I just need to know the rules so that I can help out.
No, I know. So, I mean, we're willing to push the envelope as much as we can, but we'll always comply with what our compliance office has to say.
You know, we could set up something cool. You could do a cool thing, and they go, nah.
Well, if the ticket's running it, then I think it's something different.
Yeah, we will cross the bridge. I am a consistent line stepper, over line stepper.
Oh, hey, go for DP.
I need to chat, find the line, challenge the line. Like that's literally, well, because I like just watching people have good things and a good time. So, and it may be, you know, a signed tennis shirt by the team. Yeah. It may be, an invitation to dinner, like a team dinner or something, right?
Come watch a practice.
Right, come to practice. The texter says, a signed shirt with all the players, women and men, and all the coaches. We love the Cornhuskers and just want to represent them in the crowd. Humble, loud, and proud Nebraskans. I'll get the guys there. Much love.
Let's go.
Yep. I mean, it's the thing. Eric says this, raffle off 1 hour of airtime on the ticket to spit hot takes. Now, that would be a donation thing. That would be a donation thing where via the men's tennis program, we offer you the hour of radio. You then can invite said listeners or supporters on your show.
All right, yeah, that sounds like another compliance question.
But
yeah, I mean, I'm all for it, DP.
It's been done before.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, okay, these are questions I didn't have the answers to. But
Eric, you're back in good standing. Okay, so you were on the bubble there for a minute. Way to welcome yourself back into the game. Like he was a little spicy on the text line, and I had to get him. And then he was like, "I'm not sure if you forgive me." Yeah, we're good. That was you. You came back into the game. You're now in good standing. Coach Peter Kobelt, Husker men's tennis. We were having a discussion with Bach yesterday, and shooting came up. 3-point shooting came up, and Bach said a thing that my phone sounded like I had set alarms every minute in the half hour. That's what my phone sounded like as the text went crazy. And Bach said if the ticket had a 3-point shooting contest, he was a lock. Bach, I want to make sure I'm not putting words in your mouth, right? I want to speak for you, but kind sir, if the ticket had a 3-point shooting contest, who's the favorite?
I would say myself.
Wow. Double down, baby. I like it. I like it, Bach. Back it up.
Right. So, and being the promoter that I am, there's the Don King. I need two American flags. I need two ticket flags right now to wave. Only at the ticket. There will be a 3-point shooting contest for folks in and around the ticket. Now, there are some, but there are some women athletes who said the nerve of Bach to think that he's a better shooter than we are. Because there are some tennis players who were ballers in high school. And they're listening and they go, tell Bach to calm down. Tristan Gomez, Omaha. Jay Foreman, who averaged 27, 28 points a game in high school. And then today's guest, Coach Peter Koval. A bucket. His players say, nice stroke. He's got the stroke. Coach, if you were said entry in this competition, sir, would you list yourself as a favorite, a co-favorite? Well, how would you define, would you look at Bach and tell him how this was going to go?
I certainly wouldn't back down to Bach. Sorry, Bach. I played some ball back in the day. I played all the way through high school, which isn't super common for tennis players. But yeah, I was a shooter. I was a shooter, Bach. I lived around the 3-point line. So,
oh, yes. Good place to live.
I haven't. I didn't want to be inside the paint. That's for sure. 6'6" and 170 pounds back in high school or whatever I was. So didn't want anything to do with the paint. But I was able to shoot and shoot the three. So, yeah, I mean,
this has to happen.
DP, I think it's funny because we have like a compliance meeting at 15 minutes after the show ends. Uh-huh. I have a whole host of questions for compliance in this meeting. Uh-huh.
There's some things.
If I can sign up, I'm in. That's
for sure. There's some things, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's some things. And you know, I've been known to spice things up a little. May have to come up with something, maybe, you know, a gift card somewhere, a restaurant of your choice or something that you get to choose. We have some restaurant friends and family who would likely sponsor said event and have the winners. You know, we could say, you know, this restaurant gives a couple $100 to the winner. This restaurant gives $100. This one's $50 just for competing. But just to let you know, as it currently stands, Bach, Peter Koval, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Tristan Gomez, DeMorne Pearsonell, who I literally coached against in basketball. I'm just letting you know this is going to be a problem.
Let's go.
So text line, and Kupsker says this. Kupsker says, give me a month and I'll take Bach down.
A month? That's a month, man. Come on, let's go. A month is a long time.
This is
a lot of shots up in a month.
You know, Bach will have the full Rocky training video.
I've been putting shots up for 35 years. I don't need a month.
Wow. Nice, Bach. I like it.
Coming in hot. He says coming in hot. All right. We're going to take another break. We'll close out with Peter Koval. I'll ask him this thing. The most important shot in tennis is what? What is the most important shot in tennis? And they're all important because priority, rank, of course, serve would be the first thing that comes to mind when people say, but each shot is important. And there's such a high, I don't think people really understand how many shots there are, how many variety and versions of each shot. So, Coach, we're going to ask you to go into your bag. It's Professor Koval. Break it down for us.
All right.
The importance of shots and then the diversity of shots. We will do that when we come back to 101.
Watch live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. You're listening to One-on-One with DP on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.